The scripture reading is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. For it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has let us have this 2011 inauguration service. Today we have three pastors, 10 elders, two honorary elders who are being inaugurated in our church. Also there are 88 senior deaconesses, 12 honorary senior deaconesses, and three associative senior deaconesses being inaugurated. There are 118 persons who have new duties to perform in the church. Congratulations to all of you who have received precious duties in the kingdom of God. I also extend my thanks to all their relatives and guests who have come to celebrate this meaningful day. Maybe that's why you didn't have so much strength in responding. The well-ripened fruits and grains will become comfort to the farmers who have worked hard throughout the year. You who are being inaugurated with your faith being ripened will become great comfort to God. In the morning, I've met with the family of a senior deaconess who was being inaugurated, and they were so happy about that, about the inauguration. From several years to as long as several decades, God has been carefully taking care of you. 1 Timothy 1:12 says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he considered me faithful, putting me into service. So who gave you this duty? Who has given you this duty? Senior pastor? No? It is God the Father who is giving you these duties. Our Lord has given you not just life, but also the strength for you to perform your duties. Now, how thankful you are that considering you to be faithful, He has given you these duties. And your duties are the best, the highest positions. The elder is the highest position in the church, and the senior deaconess is the same for women, and for the pastor is the same, and you are holding the highest positions in the church. I believe all of you who are inaugurated feel this grace deeply, and you are confessing to the Lord, saying, Lord, use me at your will. The Lord also wants to use you. But before that, he would ask the question, can you really obey me? If the Lord, God the Father, is asking you, can you really obey me? Obedience cannot be carried out just with your zeal. Complete obedience can be accomplished only when you have a holy heart, the heart that resembles the heart of the Lord. This inauguration service is a turning point and a chance for another takeoff in your life. I urge you to rely on the message today and come forth as obedient workers. When they graduate from elementary school and when they wear school uniforms for the middle school or for the high school, their attitudes and their actions, their words change. And also if they become college students, their actions will change. Nowadays, they don't have, in colleges, they don't have school uniforms. But before they had the, in the past, they had uniforms and also the hat. They had to have the these things. And if you are in the uniform, your attitudes change. So it's the same with you. You used to be a deacon or deaconess. Now you became an elder. Or from deaconess to senior deaconesses. From a non-ordained pastor to ordained pastors. So in doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be preciously used for the kingdom of God. Pastors, elders, and senior deaconesses who are being inaugurated today, what do you have to do to cultivate holy hearts and obey? First, you have to break down your fleshly thoughts. So you shouldn't have the thoughts of a deacon or deaconess. You should have thoughts of elders, and you should have thoughts of the senior deaconesses. You should have the thoughts of ordained pastors, not those of non-ordained pastors. So breaking down fleshly thoughts is the way to go into spirit. Romans chapter 8, verses 6 to 7 says, "For the mind set on the flesh is death." For the mind set on the flesh is? You have to do it, right? For the mind set on the flesh. Because we have thoughts. No? For the mind set on the flesh is death. But the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. So those who have spiritual thoughts, they have peace. So they don't have any worries, concerns. They don't have any worries and they have peace in the mind. So why do you have to have fleshly thoughts while you should have only spiritual thoughts? Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. Because the fleshly thoughts are controlled by Satan to stand against God, to be hostile toward God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. So the enemy, devil, and Satan make you have fleshly thoughts so you will disobey the word of God. That's what they do. So you become hostile toward God. For this reason, you must not have fleshly thoughts. Just imagine you are rowing a boat. If you are rowing in the wrong direction, you cannot reach your destination, no matter how much you row. The place where you will end up will be completely wrong, or you'll end drifting away. Similarly, as long as you have fleshly thoughts, you cannot completely obey God, no matter how much you want to. In your Christian life, especially in this church for 10, 15, 20, 25 years, even for 30 years, you've seen how I have been obeying God. If it's the command of God, I didn't use any of the fleshly thoughts. I just unconditionally said yes and amen up to this day. And that is why God has been leading us, guiding us Himself to make us a church, a world-renowned church. God is always speaking to you through the voice of the Holy Spirit, but you follow the path of disobedience, following your fleshly thoughts. Instead of the Holy Spirit's voice, you depend on your own thoughts that come from your experience or knowledge. You choose the way that seems to be right or good in your own opinion. So in your opinion, that is good. That way is good. But in the sight of God, in the view of the Spirit, it is completely, completely wrong. In a spiritual sense, this is same as listening to the voice of Satan, the enemy of God. It is just as the Bible says, mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. How heartbreaking this is. You cannot obey if you do not break down your fleshly thoughts. At the same time, you cannot cultivate holiness either, which is something essential to cultivate obedience. It's because it'll be difficult for you to realize what kinds of evil and deficiencies you have as long as you have fleshly thoughts. But if you deny yourself completely and rely on God, you will be able to see those things. You will also be able to cast them off. Furthermore, these days, God is making you realize yourself through the original light and explosive works of the Holy Spirit, so it is easier for you. As you see the aurora lights, you can think of so many spiritual things. How can God show us those amazing things? The fish that are in heaven and the sword of Holy Spirit, so many kinds of fruits that are in heaven. What was it? It looks like shoes. You have figs, the fruits that look like figs, and also the fish, they look like shoes. It's the first time I see those things. There are beautiful colors in heaven and so many other things. God is showing us these things so that we can see and feel the things that are in heaven too. And the fish, and they change into dolphins. There's no killing in heaven, so they have, the fish, they have their own food. In this trend, I hope you will quickly demolish your fleshly thoughts and come forth as obedient workers who clearly hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and inaugurates. In order to cultivate holy heart and obey, secondly, you have to arm yourself with the Word. If you don't know the Word of God, you cannot obey. Suppose there is an enemy. Then if you don't know the Word of God, you will just hate him. Because if you know the God's Word telling us to love our enemies, then you will try to love even your enemies so you can obey when you know the Word of God. Ephesians 6:13 says, therefore take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. The following verses tell us to gird our loins with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, have shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, take up the shield of faith, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You are the ones who are supposed to lead the church members at the front as spiritual warriors. To win the spiritual battle in obedience to the Lord, you have to arm yourself firmly with the Word of the truth. You have to discard your fleshly thoughts and become powerful workers who stand firmly on the Word. Of course, all you church members, and especially you inaugurates, are trying to arm yourselves with the Word. Some of you have read the Bible completely many times. Some others listen to hundreds or thousands of sermons, while still others have read all my books. To become an elder, you must have read the Bible many times. Same with the senior deaconesses.
지금까지 몇 번이 몇 번이나 통독하셨나요? 아유, 당회장님 부끄럽지만.
How many times have you read the Bible? Oh, I'm sorry, but only three or four times. If you are a senior deaconess and if you read the Bible only three or four times, then it's really something shameful, actually. And I believe there's none of you, none who are like that. But is there anybody like that? Many of you invest many hours listening to the messages and summarizing them. Some others memorize Bible verses and also memorize the key points of each sermon. In the early morning, this morning, listening to the sermon on GCN, Pastor Dongju Shin was preaching. And he was making all the matchings, the mates of the Bible verses from Old and New Testaments, talking about the trust. So I was very impressed. And I was very thankful to God that for giving us such pastors in this church. If there are like 10 pastors who are like him, then I can go on a mountain prayer for a couple of months too. So I pray to God to give me at least more than 10 pastors like that who can have the matching mates, matching verses throughout all the 66 books of the Bible. You cannot just mention, you cannot just have one verse and talk about it. You must have all the matching verses so you can have the correct answer on each subject. And if you match all these, begin to match all these verses, you'll have the answers. But the thing is, in many cases, these words remain in you as just pieces of knowledge. Namely, you know the Word of God to a great extent, but you do not actually put the Word into practice, thereby not cultivating the Word in your heart. Even though you put on the armor and hold the shield and sword in your hands, it is of no use if you cannot use them skillfully. But rather, it will be only be a heavy burden on you. The equipment will not help in your battle, but they will only become a burden to you. It is similar with a word that is stored as knowledge in the head alone. It is useless. You have to produce the fruit by practicing it. And you have to bring down the power of God. You have to receive the blessings. You have to receive the answers to problems. Otherwise, what is the use of it? You cannot obey the word of the Lord if you do not practice it in your life. For example, in Matthew 23:11, Jesus said, "But the greatest among you shall be your servant." The greatest among you shall be your servant. Suppose the elders and senior deacons who would not know such verses, you know them very well. And do you serve others like this verse says? The greatest among you will be your servant. Do you try to serve or do you try to be served? If you try to be served, you're the least. You're a little person who would not want to become the great. But if you want to become great, you have to serve others. Look at those who are in the spirit. They all serve others. They serve even little children. And they serve from the bottom of their heart, with all their heart. So that's why they are great. They are the great in the sight of God. They are loved by God and they are loved by the church members. But those who are not serving, the pastors, non-ordained pastors or elders, senior deacons who are not serving, they are just little ones. So they are not loved by the people. And God's word is so accurate. If you obey it, it'll be done, as it says. If you obey with your heart. Even though you have memorized this verse, you cannot serve others when you need to. If you have not cultivated it in your heart, You cannot serve because the desire to be served and to seek your own and your pride will be activated. Also, if you have not cultivated the word in your heart to resolve your own problems, you cannot solve the problems of the church members with the word either. The word you have stored as only knowledge may contain your self-righteousness and frameworks, so you might misguide the church members. Also, it is useless if you do not interpret it spiritually. Therefore, I hope you will arm yourselves by learning the word and cultivating it in your hearts. If you know it in spiritual sense, you can cultivate your heart in spiritual way, so you can accurately pray, you can accurately cultivate it in your heart, so you, when you teach, you can teach correctly and accurately. You should have the enough ability to resolve any kind of problem that you may face in your life or in the performance of your duties with the Word of God. The way is very easy and simple. First, start with going over the three sermons a week, namely the messages for Friday online service, the Sunday morning and Sunday evening service. Imprint the Word on your heart first and pray to cultivate the Word in your heart. You always pray in Daniel prayer meeting. And the leaders, they explain to you these things. Then God will give you understanding. Also, He will give you the strength to cultivate it in your heart and practice it. You've listened to the Sunday morning and Sunday evening and Friday online service messages, and you have three messages. If you meditate on them and go over them again, it's not something hard. It may be a little difficult for new believers, but as you keep on doing it, the easier it gets, the more you do it. It's just like studying in the schools. In first grade, you don't know anything. You just have to memorize and log in the multiplication table and all those things. And when you have memorized them, you can just develop yourself upon the fundamentals you have. So it's the same in arming yourself with the Word of God. At first, you don't even know who Peter is. Oh, the foremost of the 12 disciples. But as you keep on listening again and again, you know, when you hear Peter, you know who he is. You know about him, that you know that he was crucified upside down. And so when you hear Peter, you have everything about him. But the new believers, they don't know anything about Peter. So it might be a little difficult for them. But if you keep on learning the Word of God, it'll be easier and easier. So, the Holy Spirit will give you understanding and give you the strength to cultivate it in your heart. The real armament of the Word that God desires of you is to cultivate it in your heart and practice in your life the word that you hear and learn. Your fleshly thoughts will also be destroyed to the extent that you arm yourself with the word, and to the same extent you can obey the word of God, the Lord. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will really arm yourself with word to live a life of victory and lead numerous souls to the truth. Dear brothers and sisters, and inaugurates, in order to cultivate holy hearts and become obedient workers, thirdly, you have to pray fervently. Only then can the frameworks of your thoughts be destroyed, and you'll be able to put the word in your heart. Of course, most of you pray every day. You hurry to finish your work at home or at work in order to come to Daniel prayer meeting on time. You always try to keep your place of prayer. Sometimes you pray alone in your spare time. In Daniel prayer yesterday, I could see some people who are praying with heart. So I see that there are more and more people who pray with all their heart. Can't really remember the faces, but I could see some people who really pray with all their heart. But crying out with a loud voice, "Lord, Lord," for a long time is not necessarily fervent prayer. You can pray fervently when you pray with all your heart. Now, what kind of prayer is to pray with all your heart? Both in prayers and praises, especially in singing, I was tone deaf. tone deaf of the tone deafs. And I was so bad at the music and arts. I was tone deaf until I got married. And on the first night of the wedding, people would make me sing, but I didn't know how to sing at all. So there was my greatest concern for marriage. So I had to go to the wife's house on the wedding day, and they made me sing, and I didn't know any song. So I'm very... So I just sang one of the children's songs. And one of the brothers-in-law, her elder brother, he was almost punching me. He wanted to... because I sang the little children's song, he was so angry. I was that tone deaf. But now I sing quite well, because I learned how to sing with heart. It's not with my knowledge or thoughts. It is not to boast or anything like that. I'm just looking at seeing God, and I sing to God with all my heart. So I can at least sing the tune. Next time, maybe you can watch me sing how to sing with heart in the next one of the following Friday online services with the Pastor Sujin Lee. So if you sing with heart, your voice will be different. You can make your sound as you like. And as you saw in the Friday online service, you can have the vibration and high pitch and low pitch, anything you want, you can do it, because you sing with your heart. It's not to refine your skills to look good in the eyes of people. It's not like that. Because you sing with heart, anything is possible. So those who are doing music, those who are those singers, I want to teach them how to sing high pitch and low pitch, all those vibrations and everything. And I heard from some of the singers that the professors, they teach that they can't really have the vibrations unless they are born with it. But even the high pitch, they have to find a way to do it. But I didn't go through any training of that kind, but I can do that. Same with the high pitch or low pitch, any kind of tune. If you do it with all your heart, you can do anything. So same with the prayers. You have to pray with all your heart. I've already explained how to pray many times. But today I want you to think about how much thankfulness and love you have in your prayers. Colossians chapter 4 verse 2 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving." How much thanks do you offer up in your prayers? Those who are really thankful will always say thanks to a person who has given them some kind of grace. Those who are thankful for the grace of God will also enjoy giving thanks to God. They will give thanks to God every day whenever they come before God. They will give thanks again and again for the grace of saving them from death, the wage of sin, of healing them and answering their prayers, and of giving them beautiful kingdom of heaven. So you offer up the aroma, the fragrance of thanks from the bottom of your heart. If you sing and if you pray with that kind of aroma of heart, you'll be inspired by the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, you inaugurate have one more thing to give thanks for. It is that God made you workers for the kingdom of God. Oh, you were workers before too? Oh, it's different. Of course it's different now. Having the being a deacon and being an elder, they are completely different. Deacon Ro, Elder Ro.
집사님, 너 집사님, 오늘 이전.
Before today, Deacon Ro, Elder Ro.
아무 장로님 힘이 있어야죠 소리도. 집사님은 같으면 안 되죠.
You should have more strength as a. As you are an elder now, brothers and sisters, a conversation with your loved ones are joyous. Prayer is your conversation with God the Father. Prayer is the conversation with the Father who is, whom you have to love the most. And so you have to enjoy this conversation. If you think like, oh, today we have this holiday, so I'll take a rest. Oh, I'm on a leave today, so I'll skip the prayer. And if you really love somebody, you don't want to meet that person just because you are on a leave. So from those things, God can measure your love for Him. When you call on your dear God the Father, wanting to see Him and talk to Him, when you give thanks for all His grace, how blissful that moment is. But if you pray out of sense of duty, thinking that you have to pray because you are a worker, it is not really joyous. Therefore, I hope you will always remember the love and grace of God given to you each time you pray. Also, try to find the things for which you can give thanks to God and give glory to Him. Then love is sprouted in your heart, and more grace will come upon you so that you can give thanks more. As you give thanks for small things, you will have greater things to give thanks for. To that extent, you'll have a more intimate relationship with God. Also, you'll be able to pray with all your heart. You will enjoy your prayer so much that even a long period of time will feel like an instant. The prayer that you offer up with so much happiness and joy will be a beautiful fragrance before the Father God. You will receive answers to any of your prayers very quickly, including accomplishing your holiness. I hope you will offer up such prayers of heart, fervent prayers every day, so you can experience the power of prayers. Let me conclude the message. Dear inaugurates and church members, in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus said as follows, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." It is actually easy to live by the word of God. Sister Ji Hyung Song, from the third level to going to spirit, it took only 1 or 2 months. And for her brother, Sung Chul, it took only 9 months. October last year, he determined to offer himself to God without getting married. It was October last year, and I visited that family several months later. Then God said that they were in spirit. And from the day he made up his mind, he cut off all the things, all the worldly friends and all the worldly things. And he went into spirit. And until the small group leaders conference, it took about 9 months. So even for men, it takes just 9 months, even though he was in the world. When he made up his mind, it took only 9 months. So for Sister Ji Hyung, it took only 1 or 2 months. So I wish somebody will shorten the time, just maybe within a month. And there will be people who will do that. It's just that you feel that it is difficult because of your fleshly thoughts. To live by the word of God is so easy. You think it is difficult. If you just break down this thought, nothing will be difficult. But if you just hold on to the word of God you hear and stir up fervent prayers day by day, your fleshly thoughts will keep on diminishing. All those words of God will become strength in you. Then it'll be very easy to obey. You will quickly comfort as obedient workers. Starting from today, I hope you will become workers who joyfully obey so that you will be used as precious instruments of God. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord, who is our example of obedience, that you will reach the noble positions next to the throne of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, through the message today, the pastors, elders, and senior deacons, let them keep the word in their heart. Let them become obedient pastors, elders, and senior deaconesses. And let them be used preciously for the kingdom of God at the end time. Bless them. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts. Heavenly Father, thank you. Lay your hands on them. Show your works transcending space and time. Bless all those members in branch churches and local sanctuaries who are attending the service through satellite all over the country, and all the children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, and all members of 9,000 branch churches worldwide. Pastor Changmin Lee will have a handkerchief crusade in Osaka Manmin Church, and also the 12th anniversary service with the Speaker Pastor Instantly. Bless them. Pastor Paul Lee of Germany, he will lead the seminar on measure of faith in Elmshorn Russian Church. Be with him. Missionary Bat Jarik will have a Mongolian Mami Church handkerchief crusade on September 24th. Bless them. Mireille Lema of DR Congo, she has an infection in the blood. Let the blood be changed into new ones. Father, bless all the members. Let the eyes see well. Let all the internal organs be healthy. Skin diseases go away. Cancers, last stage metastasized cancers, go away. Skin diseases, go away. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Father, give them peace throughout this week and be with us in the following sessions. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.